So this coming week is the Yahrzeit of Shlomo Zviller. I'm sure many of you have not heard the name of Shlomo Zviller. Rav Shlomo Zviller, he lived in the earlier part of the 20th century. He was a contemporary of Aaron Belzer, Chazon Ish, Nat Kufa, in recent times. I mentioned a couple stories about him recently. I have a sefer here called Yesod Tzaddik. There's been a few svarim written about him. This sefer Yesod Tzaddik was a big pickup for me. I think it was last summer. Rav Weininger was clearing out his office and giving away maybe even hundreds of svarim, and I came kind of late, so I didn't get there at the time where there was like the real good stock of things. But I looked through the Psylus and I found this treasure, Yesod Tzaddik, and it has some of Rav Weinberger's notes in it, and it's very cute. So this was a big pickup for me. The Shlomo Zviller is a very fascinating tzaddik, very different. And you'll see in a little bit about his life and what makes him so unique. So the Chassidus of Zvil, Shtams, it comes from Zlotchev. The Zlotchev Ramagid, Rabbi Chamilcha from Zlotchev, who was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And he comes directly from that Geza, from Benon Shel Kedoshim. He lived in Russia. He was Makabal the Admiris from his father. And he was tremendously Oisek B'tarchi Tzibur. He was known as a Kaddish in Russia. And then he made his way over to Eretz Yisrael together with his grandson, Reb Mordechai. And on the boat, he told his grandson that I'm taking the Rebbeshkeit, I'm taking my admirers, and right now with you standing here, I'm throwing it into the ocean. When we get to Eretz Yisrael, don't tell anybody that I was ever an Admor, who I am, where I come from, nothing. I'm throwing it into the sea. That worked for about 3 years. While he was in Eretz Yisrael, because his Chassidah knew that he had left to go to Eretz Yisrael, people were sending kvitlach and pidyonis and money to the Rebbe of Zvil. And these letters made their way to the doorstep of the Rabban Shel Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefel, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. And he didn't know what to do with this. He knew all the tzaddikim in the town. He himself was the tzaddik of tzaddikim. He knew all the nestarim. He knew all the tzaddikim gluyim. Didn't hear about the Rebbe from Zvil in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh. So how did this discovery of the Zviler Rebbe happen? The Rebbe had a minhag as one of his inyanim that every day he would go to the Kaisel Maravi. And once when he was at the Kaisel Maravi, a person from Zvil, from the old town of Zvil, was at the Kaisel Maravi and noticed the Zviler Rebbe there. And to his amazement, he said, "The Rebbe is here. The Rebbe from Zvil is here." He was known. He was a person who was known in Russia. And so that was the discovery of the Zviler Rebbe. And from after that, people would flock to his home from all over the world to come from brachas. When he was asked why it is he threw his admiris into the ocean when he was coming to Eretz Yisrael, he remarked that there's a shemesh and there's a yireach. Chutz La'aretz is like the Yareach, and that's the memshala of the moon. And the moon has kechavim, but the Shemesh is different. The Shemesh is a bechin of Eretz Yisrael. It's kolzman that I was in Chutz La'aretz. I was in the mokum of the night, Laila, which is Chutz La'aretz. So I was a moon. And a moon has kechavim, it has chassidim. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the sun is shining bright, where I'm like the sun in Eretz Yisrael. So there's no chassidim in Eretz Yisrael. Shraga v'tahara mai mahani. Lighting a candle in the daytime doesn't do anything. That was the reason which he said. But I don't know if that's the real reason. He was once asked by a close chaver, why it is that you live in such poverty. You have to understand, the Zvila Rebbe, the conditions in which he lived in, he barely had a house. There was no table came out, there was no chairs. It was such deep states of anias. For the 3 years before anybody knew who he was literally survive on lechem and mayim. And he was a person that anybody could come into his home. The doors were never locked, if there were doors. People would come, and they would come for a night, they would come for a week, for a month, for years. This is the policy of the Zvila Rebbe. It was an address for anybody. Almanas and Yosaimim. Even he had an inyan with animals. Interesting, I'll share with you a little bit later. So he was asked, why do you live like this? You're a tzaddik of the generation. Why do you live like this? Yet the Belzer Rebbe, for example, Arla, he lives in such rachlis, everything is very grand, like you know in Belz. Or like the Hasatana Rebbe who comes from Rizhin, and you know about the Rizhina dynasty, what type of a malchus which they had. They live like this in such grandeur, and you live in such abject poverty. So he said, didn't answer the question at the time, but 2 weeks later he made the following comment, which addressed that question. There are two types of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik hador, and there's a tzaddik yisoid olam. The tzaddik hador, the word hador comes from the word hadar, which means beauty. And there's a tzaddik like the Belzer Rebbe and like the Hasataner, that they're the tzaddiki hador, and they live in a state of hadar. But then there's a type of a tzaddik that is the tzaddik yisoid olam. The yisoid is like the bottom. It's the foundation, it's the olam, it's the rock bottom. And a tzaddik yisoid olam, he's like the karka. People can come and they could step on it, they could spit on it, they could do whatever they want to it. That's the difference between a tzaddik hador and a tzaddik yisoid olam. And of course, he was answering that question and saying about himself that the type of a tzaddik which he is a tzaddik yisoid olam. And this was the whole life of Rav Shlomo Zviller. He was the biggest anav. He reached such states of kedusha and precious, yet the Belzer Rav said about him that despite his being parish, he was somebody who was so connected. And he walked with such humility, and even though all the secrets of Torah were in front of him, he would never speak in the shyness of Chassidus and Kabbalah like Meichin and Shemus and Kavanas. He would never use terms like that, or even Dveikus. He went with such a simplicity. He would go around with torn clothes and shoes which were very big, much bigger than his feet, that people would knew what he was coming because his shoes were so big they would make such a loud clop on the floor that people knew that the Zvila Rebbe was coming. A type of a tzaddik which you can't imitate. It's not possible to imitate such a person. What's amazing, in fact, is that his yortzeit is going to be on Chaf Vav Iyar, which is this coming week in Mitzvah Shem, which is also the yortzeit of the Ramchal. And the sphere of that day is Yesoid Shebi Yesoid. Tzaddik Yesoid Olam. Yesoid Shebi Yesoid. That's what he was, like Karka Olam. If Shlomo Shvadron used to say, if you want to see what real Tainug is, he would say, go to the Zvila Rebbe when he puts on tefillin. The tainug which the Zvila Rebbe has when he puts on tefillin is a bigger tainug than the biggest avarian b'shas maisa that he's doing in Aveira. That's how much tainug you could see on the face of the Shlomo Zvila when he puts on tefillin. He passed away, I forgot to mention, on this day, on Chaf Vav Iyar, Yesoid Shebi Yesoid, which apparently was the day on which it became public that the Americans and the British had won World War II. And although he was in Eretz Yisrael during the war, he never stopped davening. And people would ask him, how come they don't see you davening? And he would remark that you don't always see from a tzaddik when he's davening what's coming out of his mouth. But he was a person who was never Mesiach Das, and with his vision he could see across the world. He saw the tzaras that were happening to Klal Yisrael. And the day of his Ptira, that he worked very hard, almost as if like he had sacrificed himself to end the tzaras, which happens many times by tzaddikim, that was the end of the war and the big Yeshua of Yisrael. The Belzerov, Rav Arla, said about him that he's no less in his Madrega than the Talmidi Baal Shem Tov themselves. The only difference between the Zvil HaRebbe and the Talmidi Baal Shem Tov is that the Talmidi Baal Shem Tov were able to be Poyel Yeshuas in the moment. But the Zvil HaRebbe, he needs either the Mikveh or the Kosam HaRebbe to be Poyel Yeshuas. Now what did he mean by that? As we mentioned before, the Zvil HaRebbe had an inyan every day to go to the Kosam HaRebbe. And we'll speak about what he did at the Kosam HaRebbe in a little bit. But he was Poyel Yeshuas through his tefillah at the Kosam HaRebbe for people, the Klal Yisrael. What was unique and what was a very Rebbeshe inyan by him, the Zvil HaRebbe, was the inyan of mikveh. There are many stories about the Zvil HaRebbe and the mikveh. And without going into detail of the different maisis, I will tell you basically what would happen on a regular basis. This is a person who was very much connected to the mikveh, the Zvil HaRebbe. People would come and they would ask him questions like, should they get involved in a shidduch, get involved in a business deal? Did he have to be the daven of peoples for Yeshuas if they were sick or whatever it needed to be? So the Zvil HaRebbe had a gabbai, Rabbi Eliyahu Roth, who was a known tzaddik and a person who was makush b'lev nefesh to the Zvil HaRebbe. So for example, people would stop the Zvil HaRebbe on the street and they would say, Rebbe, should I get involved in such and such a business deal? So he would say, I don't know, I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow after the mikveh. So this is what would happen. The Zvil HaRebbe would go to the mikveh, and the Gabbai Rabbi Eliyahu Roth would hold in his hand all the kvitlich, or all the questions that people had asked the Zvil HaRebbe during the course of that day or the week. And he would say to the Zvil HaRebbe, he would read the kvitl, and then the Zvil HaRebbe was in the mikveh, he would dunk in the mikveh, he would come out of the mikveh, and like an Urim V'Tumim, he would give an answer to whatever the question was. And this would go on for however many minutes, 10, 20, 30 minutes, however long it needed to be. The Gabbai would stand by the bar, he would say, what should this person do? The Rebbe would dunk in the mikveh, he would come out and like Baruch HaKadosh Mamish, he would say exactly what needed to be. And then he would go back to the people's houses on his way home, who asked him the question, he would stop by and he would say, this is what you should do. That was the Zvil HaRebbe, the special, special inyan by the mikveh. Another Rebbe she'inyan by him was Friday night Kiddush. He would be poyel Yeshuas for people. He would say, the Gemara says that a person who says Vayichul on Friday night, Nasa Shutaf Yim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereshis. You become a Shutaf, a partner Maisa Bereshis. And he used that Meimer Chazal on Friday night. People would come from all over Friday night, that if they would be by his Kiddush and they would have certain requests, he would be Poyel Yeshuas. Mamash Lika. This is the type of a tzaddik he was. Open Maisim by him. Another inyan by the Rebbe is that we said that his house was open to everyone. The Zvil HaRebbe, people would stay days, months at a time. He would also give tzedakah b'seser, although he had nothing of his own. He was a chanina ben doisa. He would provide in a secret way for all the tzaddikim nistarim in Yerushalayim, and people outside of Eretz Yisrael and throughout Eretz Yisrael, he would give millions pass through his fingers every year. Millions of dollars, and he didn't keep anything for himself. But he was being mefarnes, and nobody knew how it happened. And his son, Rav Gedalia Moshe, who was also a great, great person who succeeded him, was able to keep the same thing, but nobody knew where they were getting this money from. I'll share with you one story with the Zvil HaRebbe. There was a yid who came to the Rebbe, and he said that he has two children, one which was 30 years old, and one which was 20 years old. And the 30-year-old had just gotten engaged, but there's been a very big delay in the shidduch, that it's not taking place. So he came to Eretz Brachin and he said that the father of the Kala had come and told this Yid, he said to me, that unless I provide chairs and a table for the apartment, then he's not going through with the Shidduch. And I have to get back to him right away. So the Zvil HaRebbe listened to this and he said, don't worry, I'll take care of it for you. Take care of you. You can go tell him everything's going to be okay. Didn't trust this Villa Rebbe that he was able to do that. He looked around the house and he saw there was nothing there. He didn't have chairs of his own. So he walked out feeling very dejected and that the Rebbe was just saying things. But the Gabbai ran over to him and he says, if the Rebbe tells you, you can count on it. You can count on it. So he took the Gabbai's word for it and he went back to the person and says, the Zilla Rebbe said that it's going to be taken care of. Okay? So later on in that afternoon, a taxi pulls up to the house of the Zilla Rebbe. And a woman comes out of the taxi and she comes into the house and she says, Rebbe, don't you remember me from the city of Zvil? Don't you remember me? I haven't seen you in so long. And she looks around the house and she says, Rebbe, he says, you live in such poverty? How could you live like this? Even your father didn't live like this. And she sees that there's no chairs, there's no table there. She says, Rebbe, I'm taking care of the chairs and the table for you. So later on that day, a tender comes and unloads chairs and tables. Everything that was necessary. This is the life. This is like the way that the Zvil Rebbe needed it. Every day, like the man, whatever was needed for people. But I'm telling you, this was not just for him. He provided for so many almanas and yesaimim and tzadik yisrael. Tzadik yisrael. The Rav Meshikva Rebbe of Chutz Laaretz in Borough Park tells the following story. He said he was makir him a little bit. He knew a little bit who this was, the Zvila Rebbe. He said that once he remembers that the Zvila Rebbe, his grandson got engaged and there was a shidduch and the father of the kala was a balabata shiyed and he made the chasna in a certain hall in Yerushalayim. And the Zvila Rebbe, which was the minig by him, he left the chasna after the chuppah before the dancing to go to the koisel to daven mincha. And it was taking a lot of time. And they sent people to go get him. And as they were going to go get the Zvila Rebbe, they saw him coming through Mea Sharim, and he had like a bunch of people coming with him. And who were these people? These were the people, you know, by the Kaisa Marabi, there's people who are collecting, yeah? You can't go to the Kaisa without giving out money. Everywhere you go, there's people collecting. This was the Chevra of the Zvila Rebbe. So when they saw all these people dressed in rags coming to Zvila Rebbe, so the father of the kala got very upset. He says, it's not kavodik to bring these people to the chasana. So he says, Zvila Rebbe, what's going on? He says, these are my guests. These are my guests that I'm bringing to the chasana. He would go to the koisel, as we mentioned before, on a daily basis, and he would sit down with the avyoinim. And people didn't know because he didn't dress like a rabbi. But he would sit with these people and the type of a shiflus and the anava, which of course can't be imitated, but this is the type of people which he was machazig and he saw himself as like his chasidim, like his chaver. You can't even imagine such a thing. I'll share with you one of my most famous, my favorite stories about this Zvila Rebbe, that he was once sitting with his chevra at the kaisel. And you know, like an American balabas came and it was like dropping, you know, put like a dollar or a coin, you know, and there's like a row of them. So, they, you know, you put a dollar in this one, sand on this one, down this one, sand. So Zvila was sitting in the row and the guy was coming, he was making way towards Zvila Rebbe, putting money in the hands, and he put something in front of Zvila Rebbe. So he put out his hand and he took the money. So somebody was there who knew this Zvila Rebbe, he saw that and he said, Rebbe, he says, you're not, he wasn't an ani, he was a mamash an ani. He said, but he said, you're not an ani. He says, why did you take the money? Why did you take the money? So listen to what he said. Again, you can't imitate this. He says, I took the money because I couldn't pass up on the bizyonis. I couldn't pass up on the bizyonis. Imagine that. I mean, to him, like the bizyonis was so sweet to him. The opportunity to have the bizyonis, he couldn't pass up on the bizyonis. That's what he said. You know, Bunna from Shischa says that people run around the world looking to make parnasa, what they'll do to make parnasa, everything to make a parnasa. He says, if only people would be chachamim, if they would be wise enough and smart enough to know that the best way to make a parnasa is to endure bizyonis. The best school for parnasa is bizyonis. He says, this is the way that tzaddikim make parnasa, that they b'shas bizyonis. They shut their mouths, they don't say anything. Best way to make the bizyonis. Imagine the bizyonis that he put himself through. But in this way, he was a tzaddik yisad oilam. He was a karka oilam. But through him, there were yeshuas and parnasas and brachas for the entire world. Share one more story about the Kedusha of the Zilla Rebbe. So, as I said, he would go to the Kaisal every single day. But he wouldn't go through the Kaisal through Shar Yafa. He would go through Shar Shechem. Wasn't afraid of anybody. Wasn't afraid of the Arabs. He was only afraid of Kutcha Brichu. He says that later on in his life, he said his teeth were falling out. He said his teeth were falling out because of the pachad which he had from the Rebbeinu Shalom. This is a person who wouldn't step an alma without the hergish of Moir Shemaim. And he said, a person who has fear of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in fear of anybody. And he made it his business dafka to walk through Shar Shechem. And the reason why it is because one time he had a certain way that he should have gone through Shar Yafa, but when he saw all the tourists there who were dressed inappropriately and this and that, he said, he went through Shar Shechem. And on his way to Shar Shechem, somebody came, an Arab came and he gave him a whack. Not that he cared. Pasha didn't care. Afterwards, somebody said, we should have gone through Shar Yafa, not through Shar Shechem. He says, no. He says, I'd rather get a makkah than going through Shar Shechem than to go through Shar Yafa and be metamei my neshama. This is the type of a person. Again, you can't imitate such a person. You have to be holding on the madriga. But for him, he welcomed the makkahs. He even said once that after davening, he had a Kabbalah, I guess. He said that if after davening you get a makkah, it's a Kabbalah that your tefillahs were niskabel. That's what he said. He said, b'shem the Rishoner, Magdil Yeshuas Malkoi va'isa chesed l'mashichai. Magdil Yeshuas Malkoi, that Hashem makes very big the Yeshuas of the Malkoi. Malkoi, Man Malchi, the Gemara says, who are the kings? The Rabbanon are the kings. Va'isa chesed l'mashichai. And Hashem does chesed for the Mashichai. So he says, what's Magdil Yeshuas Malkoi? Magdil Yeshuas Malkoi, Hashem makes Yeshuas for the Chacham and for the Tzaddikim. V'ayisa chesed l'mashichai. And those who are Mashichai, those who speak from the word Mesiach, those who speak about these Tzaddikim, ayisa chesed for them. Hashem does chesed for them. That's what the visioner said. The visioner, as we said before, was very big into speaking about Tzaddikim, especially on Motzei Shabbos Kodesh. But this is a word from the visioner that Rav Shlomo Zvila used to say. Magdil Yeshuas Malkoi, that the Yeshuas that Hashem does for the Tzaddikim, is a chesed the Mashichai. He does chesed to those who speak about them. So Zchus Yagan Aleinu, speaking about him, he didn't consider himself to be a great person, but he was literally a tzaddik aside olam, from the greatest of the greatest previous generation. Shabbat Zchus to make a meaningful Kabbalah Satayra. He said once, he was walking with his Gabbai, that I was on Shavuos morning, and he said, I see now in Shemayim, that in Shemayim, they're counting out loud, they're saying the names of the Yidden out loud, who are being makabal upon themselves, Nasa v'nishma, to exceed the Torah. So he stopped and he said, let us be amongst these people and be makabal upon ourselves to say Nasa v'nishma, to be amongst the Yidden that in Shemayim, who are the Nasa v'nishma de Yidden, going to be the makabal Torah this year. In his chos, we should be zeichet to be amongst them, to be zeichet to a meaningful Kabbalah Satayra, Mashiach to Kain of Meher v'Menu Amen.